When Eddie first asked me to lead a meditation, a reflection for Lent, my first thought was the cross. Now, it was a special cross, which I will tell you about later. Last year, I had the privilege of spending a month in our very first Mercy Convent in Baggot Street, Dublin, which was founded in 1831. Our foundress is Catherine Macaulay, and she wrote in her original rule, "Our institute was founded on Calvary, there to serve a crucified Lord." So, having time to walk on Baggot Street, pray in the chapel where Catherine prayed, pray at her grave, meditate on her readings and reflections and her many letters, I built up a stronger relationship with her. And I was just so amazed at certain characteristics of her life. And I just want today to share one with you, her utter providence in God. And that has helped me through many times in my life. And I take Catherine as my model. Now, Eddie is going to display some script for me, and it's Catherine's very special prayer. It's called the Susheppe. It's a prayer of offering or receiving, asking the Lord to receive it. My God, I am yours for time and eternity. Lord, I am yours forever. It is you must teach me to trust in your providence, loving Lord. You are a God of love. I place my trust in you, and I ask that you grant me acceptance of your will, loving Lord. Take from my heart all painful anxiety. Let nothing sadden me but sin. And then let my delight be hoping to see your face, God my all. She wrote, "We must ask the Lord." And to take painful anxiety from our lives. And that's what Catherine lived. She had many anxieties, many troubles, many sufferings throughout her life. She endured trials as a laywoman in the carrying out of her dream to care for the poor and powerless of Dublin. At times, her suffering must have been almost unbearable as she nursed family members, the sick and dying of Dublin, and as foundress, she buried many young sisters. So in Baggot Street, I walked around and I explored her house, and I came across this large crucifix, which Eddie is going to put on the screen for us. It stands in the chapel in Baggot Street still. Thank you, Eddie. It was given to her in about 1828 by the Bishop Edward Armstrong before he died. And correspondence tells us that Catherine spent many hours in tears in front of this crucifix. So I'm offering you this crucifix as a focus for this morning's reflection. As we give the Lord space in our busy lives, so that we can deepen our friendship with Him. So we can just sit like Catherine and seek the meaning for some of the events of our lives. Perhaps it's a loss of a loved one through sudden death, broken relationships, work-related problems or worries, family concerns, major health issues, perhaps, natural disasters, wars. The list is endless. So you can ponder now and add your own in silence. Yes, Catherine knew suffering, and she also knew that it was out of suffering that new life could be born. As with all pain, darkness, and confusion in life, we can sit in it and despair, or sit with it in the hope that it can and will be transformed into something other. She pinned all her hope on God, choosing to make herself one with Christ's suffering and trusting that something else would arise beyond the suffering she bore. Some more words from Catherine. Without the cross, the real crown cannot come. Let us reflect on these at the feet of our crucified Jesus and bring our own areas of pain and struggle into a contemplative holding place, the place where transformation of the self in God can occur. St. Paul also came to understand that by enduring pain, we partake in the mystery of Christ's suffering. He wrote, "In my flesh, I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church." I find this thought quite overwhelming, that in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. I will conclude with some encouraging words from Catherine. We have one solid comfort amidst all this tripping about. Our hearts can always be in the same place, centered in God, for whom alone we go forward or stay back. Oh, may God look on us with love and pity, and then we shall be able to do anything he wishes us to do, no matter how difficult to accomplish or painful to our feelings. Amen.